This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:39, and it is Friday. We have a special treat for you today coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We have a guest by the name of David Nihil coming in. He is an Irish comedian, but he's so much more than that. Like, he's actually, like, Forbes wrote him up as, like, one of the best public speaking teachers of all time. I mean, One of the best speaking coaches out there. He's got, like, 34,000 students, but featured in Forbes magazine, The Wall Street Journal. Like, this guy, so he has put together this Irish comedy festival. It starts on Sunday night. It's the same couple of comics going to all different towns in the Bay Area. They're doing like 7 or 8 appearances between now and St. Patrick's Day. They're doing one in Santa Cruz, one in Mill Valley, one in San Francisco, and all different. So we're going to talk to him about that. But he's got all kinds of
the winner of the San Francisco International Comedy Competition.
Right. And the only Irish person to ever do that. And listen, you and I are both, of course, Irish.
I'm very Irish.
So we're going to find out, you know, this guy's born in Dublin, but has lived in like 12
Dublin!
Different... And Dublin! Not our Dublin here, but his Dublin there. Lived in like 12 countries. He lives in San Francisco now.
In St. Patrick's Day, he's around the corner.
He's local.
He's local.
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. Well, right now he is, I guess. I mean, I guess he'll move on at some point. He seems to live everywhere.
I don't know. I'm curious about this speech teaching. I love my speech and communications classes, and I had the best teacher in the world. Rick Laura was the best.
I knew that you would be interested in that. The quote up from Forbes.com is, one of the best speaking coaches out there. This guy's
amazing.
Name is David Nihil, and he's going to be joining us like 7:15.
And he's good friends with Scott Capurro and Corey Rosen, too. It's all in the same circles.
You're kidding me?
Yeah,
know
well,
those
you know,
guys? That's great.
The comedy circle.
Comedy circle.
Yeah.
All
right.
Circuit, sure. All right, great.
Yeah, right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com allows Alice to go worldwide.
Mm. We're international.
Yeah,
we're universal.
You don't need anything but your phone to take us with you wherever you're at. And we get texts all the time from people who say they're listening on vacation in, insert the area.
Sure, Thailand. And they can't
all
believe how
place.
Good the service is.
Right. Because radio.com is the best. That's why.
Around.
Okay.
Interesting.
So the coronavirus continues to be the number one
news story what I'd forgotten all about it.
In the world. Results are expected today. After passengers and crew were tested for coronavirus aboard that cruise ship that's being held off the coast of California, passenger on an earlier voyage of that same ship died of the disease, and at least 4 others became infected. So their
after
fear
leaving
is
the
right.
Ship.
Their fear is that this ship is now carrying, and so are all of these passengers.
So
we'll find out. They say while there's more than 3,500 aboard the Grand Princess, and they've all been stuck out to sea, only 45 people were tested.
On the ship. They're doing a random sampling?
Uh-huh. Sounds like it.
But they haven't confirmed that there are any cases on those people who are quarantined out there
we
right now.
We should know today.
Okay.
That's what we're expecting. Meanwhile, the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 12. Infections have swelled to more than 200 cases scattered across 18 states. So, it continues to be a thing.
Mm.
Although, that's... Look, our fear is that this goes from 200 cases to 2,000 overnight.
Right.
And that's where the real concern, because 200 cases is not that much.
Although when we first started hearing about this in Wuhan, it was 200 cases.
Right.
You know, and suddenly it's 100,000 cases.
Right. Costco would like to say thank you, Panic, because their business is way up. Panic shopping has improved Costco's business by a lot, they say.
Yeah, don't try and get things like toilet paper. Like, why would toilet paper be selling out? It's just we're so scared that like we'll be trapped in our house for months and we won't have toilet paper.
Yeah,
I can clearly see water. Yeah. I can see canned goods.
Rice, too, is one of the ones.
Well, sure. Great. Listen, rice will get you by for a long time.
Right.
Flavor that up with a little wild rabbit and some mushrooms that are of questionable origin.
Wild rabbit?
What? Sure. Look, we're talking about the apocalypse here, you guys.
Oh, you actually mean an actual...
I mean a rabbit. I'm going to go like catch some varmints.
Some sort of sauce.
Cook them up. I'm going to forage for mushrooms that hopefully won't be poisonous.
You're going to have to eat Shirley.
Oh, dude. I'll eat her last. I'll round up all her friends. Oh, my God. The squirrel humping that's happening at my house right now. I had no idea that I was going to be party to that when I made friends with Shirley. I'm like...
Squirrel humping?
Oh, my God. They're like right next to me. I'm like, can you guys go somewhere private?
It's mating season?
Apparently.
All right.
And by the way, they take turns humping each other. They don't even know who the boy is. Maybe they're like a lesbian pair or something. But they'll like, the one's humping from behind, then they tussle, and then the other one's humping. I'm like, what's happening here? Very exciting. I mean, not exciting in that way. It's more like, I'm trying to read. Get out of here. You guys humping around me is weird.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have...
baby squirrels,
baby
I know.
Baby squirrels very soon. Do you know what the gestation period is for a
squirrel? My guess
is
it's pretty short, Vinny. I'm going to say it's 4 weeks. I have no idea.
I'll look that up.
But then I'm going to say that those squirrel babies are probably not coming out for a bit. You know what I mean? Like they're going to be in the nest. Do they have a nest?
I'm asking you. You're the squirrel
tamer.
The
gestation period is 44 days.
Oh, so 6 weeks.
Normally 1 to 4 young are born each litter.
Oh, well, I hope Shirley has 4 and that she gives me one. That'd be great.
They're not born in eggs, are they?
No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what their deal is.
A platypus?
Who pays any attention to squirrels except you?
I don't know. People in biology class.
What?
Didn't you dissect a squirrel in biology?
Oh, my God, no. You did not.
Yeah, we did. We only got one squirrel for the whole class, and they pinned it out and got to look at it. But anyway.
You did not.
We did. We dissected a squirrel. Frogs, pigs, squirrels. Worms, you know, all the usual stuff.
Huh. Not a California thing. It was the East Coast thing.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I do remember, I can't remember, and this was actually in high school. I don't remember what class it was, but for extra credit to save my score, the teacher was like, all right, listen, if you'll eat calamari, and I'm like, I hate fish, but sure, I'll try.
If you'll eat calamari, they were so desperate to get you out of their class that they're like, if you'll eat this calamari, I will let you go out of my class into someone else's.
I remember that being an extra credit project that I did.
Eat calamari.
Yeah. Eat squid. And I was like, I really don't eat fish, but I'll do it. Boom.
Well, I guess you had the knowledge of how it tasted, and he needed some squid knowledge to get into you.
I don't know.
That's right. Squids, you would do a squid too, didn't you? I can't remember all the things we dissected. It seemed like there was
we didn't dissect nearly as much as you did. Yeah. I'm telling you, and I'm also explaining to you that I wasn't really big into my science classes.
Yeah,
like
clearly.
I just squeaked by.
Right.
So this idea that's
fascinating. Like, let's look at what's inside. Here we go.
You did?
Oh yeah,
I did a rat.
Oh, you did a rat?
Yeah. I did a rat for biology, and then...
I dissected a rat is what you meant to say.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I dissected a rat, and then...
Let the rats do each other.
And then my little sister did a pig.
Yeah, we did a fetal...
She dissected a pig.
Yeah, sorry.
Because we're not Black Mirror here. I like... So just stick with did.
Sarah.
It's good. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I thought that was fascinating. For a while, I want to be a vet or a doctor, or, you know, something where I get to cut things open, but that faded, plus so much work. Ugh.
Okay.
And clearly I was born to blah, blah, blah.
Right. Here are some coronavirus stories making headlines. Should people in quarantine from coronavirus be forced to wear some kind of tracker so we know they haven't gone out? 40% of Americans say yes. Of course, that's...
These are innocent people who may or may not
have.
An option.
And we do know that there are always going... We were just talking about this. There's always going to be that selfish a-hole that says, I pay my taxes, I do all the right stuff, I'm going to the store with coronavirus, and I don't care about any of you people.
Yeah.
All
right.
And that's the way that goes.
If everyone agrees, then I'll go along with it. Fine, track them.
It's awful.
It is awful.
That selfishness, but... It's out there.
I'm telling you, when I found out there was a case in Berkeley, my first thought was, I got to get my kid out of there.
Out of the city?
Just out of the whole city. Just come home. Forget it. See if you can do your classes online or whatever. Because a lot of times you can watch the
lectures
later.
And what did he say? Stop trying to save me? Leave me be?
He's like, I'll be fine.
I'm only there 4 days a week anyway?
Yeah.
Right?
No, he's there all week.
I thought you said he leaves Friday and stays till Monday.
He'll go, but he goes back on Monday morning and does his classes.
Right.
Yeah. So he's there.
Okay. All right. But I'm just saying he doesn't spend the whole week there already.
It doesn't really matter how much time you spend there. You're all in classes that have 1,000 kids in them, and
so he's regularly gonna stay home or he's not.
He says he doesn't want to. He's like, I just don't know if it's feasible. But I'm sort of hoping. Well, I'm not even hoping this because I don't want the world to shut down over this thing. It is in the end. Please forgive me. Just a flu.
Right.
Yes, the death rate is higher. Yes, it's super contagious. Most people are surviving it. The world should not burn over this.
WebMD's symptom checker.
Oh, here we go.
Has seen crazy traffic during the outbreak.
What are these first symptoms?
I think it's just the flu symptoms, like a cough. Mm. And it's very much like a flu. In fact, that's why when I went to the doctor with the flu, they were, for all they knew, I had it.
Yeah. Overabundance of caution.
Uh-huh.
Let's scrape all your bits hard and see how that goes. Nope, just the regular flu. No strep.
They honestly mentioned the toilet paper that is selling out around the world.
Oh, boy.
And
we love our toilet paper.
It's just clearly a comfort item we're not willing to go without.
Yeah. Hope you're stocked up, everybody, because there's none in the stores. It's funny how it is. It's terrible news for a lot of markets and a lot of things that happen in the world, tourism, et cetera. But for Costco and the person who makes toilet paper and people who make Purell and all the things.
In the Chronicle today, there's a list of cancellations.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give them all to you now, but you can go to the Chronicle to see that the Wine and Vine... The Women of Vine and Spirits Global Symposium, postponed. Facebook's Global Marketing Summit, postponed. Game Developers Conference, postponed. Like, it's a long list.
Well, nobody wants to have an outbreak happen from their thing.
Right.
And one of our finest public high schools here are closed.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Which one?
Lowell.
Oh.
Lowell High School.
Which one's that?
It's right next to Stonestown.
Okay.
Actually, one of the best public high schools in the city.
Hmm.
That's where everybody wants to go.
Oh, because it's a lottery thing, isn't it, in the city? Like, you don't get to go to the school you necessarily want to.
Right, but you have to have a certain grade in middle school in order to get into that school.
It's
one of the hardest
competitive
schools. Yeah.
Did you go there?
Oh, no, I couldn't get into.
Oh.
I did go for one semester, though, because it's like one of those, you know.
Exchange programs from other neighborhoods?
making up for bad, you know. Activity at my school.
So you went to detention at Lowell?
Oh,
it was like a summer program.
Oh,
type thing
I see.
To make up for classes that I didn't succeed in.
Daylight saving time starts this weekend, everyone. That means we spring forward. Also, they remind you, change the batteries in your smoke alarm. That's one of the things people often do. Restock your emergency kit. Clean out your fridge, pantry, and medicine cabinet. It's a great time to get rid of...
a lot of work today.
Well, spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah.
It's time. And then if you still have one of those mattresses that needs flipping, they also say now would be a good time to do that.
We can't do that. Ours is all wired in.
I know.
No more mattress flipping for us.
Such a good bed, though. Mm. Oh, my God.
Well, don't do the ad now. We have it coming up in half an hour.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. People were commenting on our early break of Survivor. Parvati did attempt a running start the second time, and she still completely missed. The challenge was hard, and they should have been more careful about who they put in that.
Let's put the tall guys
the
in there.
The reach was important in that challenge. My family story is very similar to Brian's family. My parents tried to escape Vietnam multiple times. My mom and aunts and uncles also went into real estate, but they don't have a Tesla.
That would be Bryn's story. Mm-hmm. All right, so Brian is the common autocorrect. All right, let's watch Parvati.
That's the first miss.
Yeah. Okay, here goes.
I thought she was kind of. Oh, that she is tall.
She's tall.
She's the other team.
That's Danny, right?
I just feel like, come on, man. Just give yourself two steps. I get that you're looking up.
But he that was kind of dangerous there. One. Or you could have hit his head the way down. That could have been gnarly.
Oh, God. Yeah, the design on that was not awesome.
A little sketchy.
Mm.
Is this her getting the run?
No.
Anyway.
That's her getting nowhere near the little tag you can pull the buoy off with.
Damn, Vinny hadn't heard Having My Baby, Wildfire 70s Classics. I'd heard Having My Baby. I'd never really listened to the words of what was going on there. And Wildfire, no, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that was a good one. I love that one. It's right up there with Sailing Takes Me Away. In the Celebrity Trash, I will start with, just a way for you to make a little extra money. Everybody wants that. But we're also going to be talking to David Nihil, who is...
Oh, that's next?
Yeah, that's this is our Irish comic, a San Francisco resident who has something very special going on as we lead up to St. Patrick's Day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.